Hey guys, welcome to the Titanium Vault. I'm your host, RJ Bates III, and today I'm sitting down with Megan Harris from Empora Title. How you doing, Megan?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. So this is a little bit different than how we normally do stuff because we're live here at Family Mastermind in Tampa, Florida. But listen, I learned about Empora Title, I think, like a year ago. And we were Cassie and I were speaking at an event in West Palm Beach, and we found out about you guys. We've used you, I think, in six different states now. We love working with you. So explain to the people, what is different about Empora Title than just the regular title company?
Yeah, we make things easy. So I founded Empora on the idea that the title process sucks. It's broken. It's stacks of paperwork and not knowing, you know, what's going on. And you know, maybe you've got a deal closing in the morning, it's 9 o'clock at night, you need an update, you can't get a hold of anybody. And so our job is to make things easy for investors and the people they work with. And honestly, that's why we specialize in investors as well, because they need it the most.
Love it. So a couple things I want to touch base on there. One, how do you make it easier for the investors to get that communication and those updates?
Yep. So we actually have a software platform that they can use to upload their deals, manage their processes, and really just streamline things. So especially for investors who are growing or really doing deals at scale or in multiple states, they can manage their TCs through having that visibility in our site, which is great for operations teams. But the most important thing, honestly, is that our staff consists of people who love working with investors. They love working with investors. They know your business. And so when you call, they pick up the phone and they actually want to help you get your deal closed. And that's our specialty.
Yeah, which is hilarious because most title companies hate working with wholesalers and investors, but specifically wholesalers. I mean, it's a running joke with Steve Trang that he's like, listen, you are going to get the worst customer service if you're a wholesaler or an investor. And you're like, hey, my team loves it. So where did that core value come from and how was that foundation created at Empora?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So for us specifically, we work with investors because we're really trying to help people streamline their businesses and scale. And usually those are investors, and usually investors are also wholesaling, right?
Right.
And so for our team, they're really motivated by the same things that investors are. When you put the money aside, they want to help people work through tough situations. So if somebody's got a family problem, they've got a house they just need to get rid of, they've got whatever it might be, they really do care about helping those people get from point A to point B. And yeah, it works really well for us. And that's a different mindset than a lot of title partners out there. And that's not to say they're bad. It just means that we're really focused on finding the people who want to pick up the phone and want to help that person and are really specializing our hiring around that.
The other thing that stood out about Empora to me in comparison to all the other title companies is that you guys have not only the portal, but it's the fact that you're in multiple different states and you're continuing to expand based off of your clients that come in and their needs. So what states are you in and which states do you plan on being in the future?
Yeah, great question. Right now we're in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Florida, Missouri, and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We've also closed deals in Georgia and Michigan here and there. So if you're a partner of ours, you know, we have ways to flex into states right now. We're looking to open up Texas later this year and hopefully Arizona next year.
So if I'm a wholesaler and I'm doing deals all across the country, and say I've got deals in Ohio, Indiana, but maybe I've got something that's going on in like Michigan, I can still throw that to you guys and you guys can help out there. That's awesome.
Yep.
So moving forward for the people, because a lot of my audience is like, hey, we're opening up their eyes to the nationwide virtual wholesaling and getting deals done, but we're also opening them up to the creative finance side. So when it comes to sub two, seller finance, novation, stuff like that, is Empora Title good with working with those types of closings as well?
Yep. We see those all the time, especially over the past year. We've seen a ton more novations. A lot of sub twos and a lot of seller finance deals in Florida as well. So we see a ton of that.
Right.
My number one piece of advice on those is, you know, connecting with you guys and other people in the industry, get your docs together, get your contracts and your agreements together. So by the time you send it to title, whether it's us or somebody else, you are buttoned up and ready to go because that just can make or break the transaction.
Another hot topic that's going on right now in the real estate world is like, hey, there's these regulations that are coming down. As a title company, How are you staying on top of the different regulations across the country? Because in the past month, I mean, it was like three or four different states just rapid fire bringing down wholesale regulations. So is that something you guys are worried about, or how do you stay on top of those?
Yeah. To be honest, we're not super worried about it because investors are entrepreneurs and they will adjust and do whatever they need to do to keep doing business. So we hear that a lot of people are getting licenses if they didn't have them already, which honestly is probably good anyway. But we, you know, we try to stay on top of them through the bulletins that we get from our underwriters and things like that. So we can actually help be proactive in making sure that people know about it.
Gotcha. So for people that are interested in working with Empora, what's the best way they can find out more information and get deals over to you guys?
Yep. Follow us on Instagram, Empora Title, and then just go to our website, www.emporatitle.com. You can actually request a demo, submit a deal right online, and get an overview of what we do.
Okay. So in our funny interview, I asked you, what does Empora mean? You said you made up the word?
Made up the word. Yep. Yeah.
Does it mean something to you?
So it sounds like empower.
Right.
And so really we're really partnering with investors to empower them and their businesses, empower people in the most important transaction of their life to make it easy and get to where they need to be. And so we like how it sounds, but it is a term that we made up for the company.
Love it. Well, I love working with Empora. You guys have been one of the most communicative title companies that we've ever worked with. And it's because of the portal as well, but also your team, which is awesome because it's not so often you get sold on tech. And then it's like, yeah, but tech needs people.
It really does.
And if you don't have the people and you don't have the right core values, it doesn't work. It does work with you guys. So y'all are awesome to work with. Check out Empora Title. If you like today's episode, I know it's a little bit different, a little bit shorter, but hey, we're out here. We're trying to learn. We're trying to network. Megan, it was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, make sure you like today's video. We'll see you guys next week.